The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Live streaming provided by Alpha Geek Radio and Alpha Geek Video. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn more.
Finally, Friday is brought to you by Major Spoilers of VIPs from around the world. Thank you, guys and gals, and everyone who is a VIP. Your contributions have unlocked this show and ensure that we continue to do the things we do over at MajorSpoilers.com. If you'd like to find out more about becoming a Major Spoilers VIP, we'd certainly appreciate it. Point your browser to members.majorspoilers.com. Hello, everyone. It is Friday, and hopefully it's a great Friday for you. I don't know how the rest of the country is, but this weekend is going to be hot. 101 degrees tomorrow, they're saying. Ugh, thank goodness I've got things to do indoors where it's air conditioned. Speaking of doing a lot of things and keeping busy and keeping cool, this week on the show, we welcome Ashley Victoria Robinson. Ashley,
hi.
How are you?
I'm living on a scorched piece of earth, so not that cool.
Scorched piece of earth. Oh, man. When is the day that California runs out of water?
Probably in the next 5 years, since they didn't build that desalinization plant. Ha ha ha.
You know, I have been saying, I don't know, it was probably 15 or 20 years ago. I said, look at all these states that border along the ocean. Why can't they just create a desalinization plant? And then everyone was like, oh, no, it costs too much money to do desalinization. What are you going to do with all the salt? And I'm like, people like salt on their foods. Sell it to McDonald's, let them ground it into their meat. But now people are like, oh yeah, we should really be doing desalinization.
Yeah, It would take something like 9 years for it to be profitable or even outer or whatever. So it will never happen. We'll just all move to Portland.
9 years to be profitable. You know, there are some companies that they're happy that it'll take them 9 years to be profitable.
And it's not like 9 years is worth the rest of our lives here or anything.
That's my argument, right? Although my son now can use that argument that we're running. I used to threaten him about, you know, we're running out of water. Make sure you drink your water. Don't waste it. All this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And now he uses let's not waste water as an excuse to not take a bath.
Ooh, he's clever.
I know. 8-year-olds. They're awful.
Or amazing.
Yes, that too. In fact, we did go see a programming note to everybody. We did go see Inside Out last night. It was myself, Zach, his wife, Aubrey, Mason, and then my youngest son, we all went together. And then next week on Finally Friday, Zach, Mason, and I will sit down and talk about the movie, which was really, really good.
I'm so jealous that you've already seen it.
I was, to be honest, I was surprised at how crowded the theater was last night. It wasn't in their biggest theater, but it had probably about 180, 200 seats in the theater. And for a Thursday night, when, you know, granted, it's the summertime, so maybe kids don't have to go to school or daycare.
That's
my
true.
Kids go to school as summer school. And so, you know, they do have to get up in the morning. But the theater was packed for a 7 o'clock Thursday night show. So I hope that's a good sign of what's to come, though I don't think it's going to beat Jurassic World this weekend.
I don't know if anything's going to beat Jurassic World between now and Star Wars.
Well, let's see. You don't think Ant-Man will beat Jurassic World? Probably not far as an opening, you know, as far as $250 million or whatever it made here in the United States. But I would think by 4 or 5 weeks, what are we now? 3 weeks from now is when Ant-Man hits.
It's about a month. Like 16 days after San Diego.
Yeah. So it's about a month from now. I would I would imagine the Jurassic World is still not that juggernaut.
I don't know. I hear a lot of mixed things about people's anticipation of Ant-Man, so I think that it might be a slow start.
What have you seen Jurassic World?
I have not seen Jurassic World.
Okay.
I hear it's real fun.
It is. I mean, we did talk about it this week on Zach on Film, and it's very self-aware, both from the internal universe as well as the filmmakers and the studios basically saying exactly what it is in the film. So it's if you want to go to it to see that and kind of experience the studios going, yes, this is a money grab. Yes, we are aware that this movie is full of commercialization and we're just running with it and we're going to have fun with it and everybody's going to give us money because of it. That's exactly what this movie is. So it's very, very different. And it'll be interesting if they do come up with a sequel to it. We know that Chris Pratt has already said he will be in a sequel.
Oh, I bet they will.
My only guess is that the title for the next Jurassic Park movie will be like Jurassic War, is what Rodrigo suggested. My thinking is it's going to be a take on Apocalypse Now.
Ooh, I'd watch that.
where Chris Pratt's character has to go and find the crazed scientist who's on a different island somewhere.
But then the documentary that they put out turns out to be more interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Ashley, what have you been watching lately?
A lot of MASH.
Yeah? Tell me, what is your fascination with MASH all of a sudden? What prompted you to watch? Did you watch the movie first before you watched the TV show, or did you just jump right into the TV show and start watching from the beginning?
I'd seen the TV show a bunch as a little kid, and mm-hmm. my father was in the military, so it was never like super popular, but you know, we'd watch it, and I've seen the movie, and then it was on Netflix. So it was one of those things where like, well, now I can watch it all from the beginning. So yeah. Why don't we? And then I was like, wow, this show is amazing.
I'm curious because, you know, it was 10 years of my life played out on television. And, you know, I was much closer to Vietnam, even though this was taking place during the Korean War. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of those same themes that played out from the Vietnam War into that show. Being even further removed from that time period, what's your take on the show? What strikes you as being awesome about it?
It's really sexy.
Oh, yeah?
The show is like, because I haven't seen it since I was probably 8 or 9 years old, mm-hmm. and so I understand a lot more of what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to think that the people who were making that show, you know, in the 70s and the 80s were looking back and reflecting on their parents' generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of funny that, especially in the early seasons, it's all about like getting lucky and getting with the nurses.
Yeah.
And there's been like 7 times that two men have kissed for comic relief on the mm-hmm. show. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty progressive for the 70s. Yeah.
Well, but even Klinger cross-dressing, he's, of course, it's a different mindset now, but he was doing it to say, hey, I'm crazy. I want to get out of here.
Yeah.
Even that being played up for laughs is quite different than today from what it was originally. Oops, sorry. Than what it was originally expected for. So.
I also think it's super clever. Like there's a joke every 3 lines.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something in that type of humor that's a little bit lost now because the way that we do humor now is a lot more of like gross out.
Right.
Leans more towards that because obviously you can get away with more. I think that's probably what's so captivating about it.
I think to me, it was always there's a lot of puns and innuendo that I remember, especially from Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really working out that way, I thought was really good. And of course, the weird thing was, and I don't know if you've made that switch now to where the cast really started to change from the core group into introducing more characters that became regulars in the show.
We're at season 3, so we're about to lose Colonel Blake and Trapper.
Right.
And I mean, I know that happens and like I know what happens to Henry Blake and mm-hmm. I've become like super attached to his character and I'm not emotionally ready for it at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was pretty shocking to see that happen. But at the same time, I'll be interested by the time you get to season 10, what you think of the whole show, because if you were to compare the first season to the second to the last season.
I mean, they're totally different.
They're totally different. And it's a totally different mindset, although when you do get a chance to finally watch, the MASH movie, Goodbye MASH, it really brings it around to be more of a serious topic again. A lot of more serious themes are introduced into that. You know, post-traumatic stress, not even post-traumatic stress, just stress of being in
stress.
The war becomes really, really important. So I'm glad you're watching that. Too many young people these days don't appreciate what has come before.
I'm also watching, I want me to forget what it's called, Police Squad, the Leslie Nielsen show.
Yes, uh-huh.
So yeah. I'm getting all my 80s comedies out of the way.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in that, too. that just, you know.
I didn't realize that I've never seen any of the Naked Gun movies, and I didn't realize that the opening with the police siren has been parodied so many times.
Yes, yes. And then, of course, my favorite ending is where they're having the gunfight at the end, and they're literally just on other sides of the trash can from one another, trying to fire
at
one another.
Pilot.
Yeah, it's so good. Or the, you know, the ones where they just kind of freeze at the end of, which was pretty common in most of the TV shows of the 70s and before, so they could roll the credits, and it's really just them all standing there trying not to move, and they're not blinking too much, and occasionally someone will walk through or somebody will move. So yeah, good times. What has prompted this look at nostalgic TV? To look and see where it all went wrong, to see what we could be doing better, why today's television sucks?
Well, MASH was like one that I've been planning to watch for a while, and I just had enough time to do it. And then Jason Inman learned that I'd never seen The Naked Gun, and so he owns all of them, and he was like, well, we're going to watch this right now. So
that's funny.
It's because I'm a child compared to everyone else I know.
I don't know about that. I mean, it's interesting, though. I really find it interesting when someone who has not experienced something the first time it came around, watching it again and seeing that happen, seeing their reactions or to talk about it, or in the case of Zach, when we were doing Zach on Film as a historical retrospective of films, today, how he sits in a movie like Inside Out, and they're making a lot of old television and movie references, and Zach's laughing and going, I get that. I know what that means. And it's just like, oh, well, there you go. So I think it's cool to see that. If you like detective shows, I would recommend you watch Columbo and The Rockford Files.
I've seen Rockford Files.
Yeah, Rockford
Files
is
awesome.
I've never
seen Columbo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot we were going to do something with Rockford.
Yeah.
Before you got really super busy with all your other things.
Oh, my God. I don't know what sleep is anymore.
I don't know if we talked about this the last time. Maybe we did. But you are on a television commercial that a lot of people have started to take notice of and saying, Is that Ashley?
It's your Intel commercial. Filmed it the last time we talked.
Yeah, and so now it's airing, or at least it aired quite a bit over the last month or so.
It's airing in Canada and Great Britain and the United States right now.
Oh, cool.
And it just got picked up for web, so it's online right now. It's on Lifehacker a lot.
That's where I saw it. I think it popped up in YouTube, one of the YouTube pre-rolls. And I was like, there's Ashley. Oh, and there's that guy from Big Bang Theory, you know. But there's Ashley.
Someone, I took a lift to get here from work today, and I got in this dude's car, and he was like, are you famous? And I was like, no, I'm just sweaty. And he was like, no, like, you look so familiar. And I was like, oh, you probably saw my commercial. So it's kind of funny.
And what's really cool about that is that you really are literally front and center, because you're the furthest character forward, and you're basically right there in the middle of the screen as all the other action is taking place.
I know, I'm the one who had the lines. It was so great.
Yeah. It was good. I'm glad that, you know, because they're talking about, for viewers who haven't seen the commercial, they're talking about video gameplay, and I'm glad that they included female representation as a gamer and somebody who knew what was going on in the game. So,
I mean, I'm still white, let's be real, but it was a good step forward, I think.
So what are some other acting things that you have that have popped up, or other things that have popped up with you?
I'm in a play right now, Hollywood Fringe Festival. We open tomorrow.
Excellent.
And it's called YA Novel, a parody, and it's a parody of Maze Runner and Hunger Games and Twilight, and I think there's a Little Mermaid joke in there. And I wrote that, and I'm in it with four other actors, four friends from the area. So if people live in LA and want to come see that, hit me up for $10 tickets.
Okay, and where is that performing at?
That's at the Met Theater, which is in East Hollywood.
Okay.
Which doesn't make sense for anyone who doesn't live in LA.
Yeah. But, well, some people are who will be watching and listening to this, or will be in the area. How long is this play going to run? The next 3 weeks?
Just the next 2 weeks. So this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and next weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
So it's a very limited run engagement. If you guys want to see it, you better contact Ashley at Ashley V. Robinson so you can find out more information and get some tickets.
That's right. And we have a choose your own ending to see which one of us dies.
Ooh. So is it just shout out or do you have a people meter or is there something on the...
It's going to be a by applause thing. So it's really going to be... I kind of lead the audience through that part. So it's my prerogative really in the end.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, 785-727-1939. That is the number that you want to call to talk about anything that you want. Ask questions of Ashley. We've got a lot of different topics that we can talk about today, but let's go to the phone lines. Hi, listener. Who is this?
Hey, Stephen and Ashley. It's Nato. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, Nate.
Hey, man. Good. How are you?
Good, good. It's hot.
How hot is it down in Florida this weekend?
It's going to be in the mid-90s, but with the humidity, it'll range between 105.
Yeah, that's
what it'll feel like.
I lived in Orlando one summer when I worked at Disney World, and man, the humidity just killed me. Even I could go running at 11 o'clock at night, and it would still be just so oppressive from the heat that I just couldn't handle it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Especially Orlando, because it's inland, so you don't get the sea breeze or anything to
right.
keep you cooling off.
Right, exactly.
So it gets horrible. And actually, I'm kind of hyping up my training now. So I've been walking at night and it's 10, 9:30, 10 o'clock. And it's just like, oh my,
Mark Spagnolo, who's a friend of our show, he lives in Phoenix, he and his wife. And,
Phoenix
yesterday,
so
it was 118 degrees yesterday. So
that's one
yeah.
of those things where you're like, why did anybody settle there? Why didn't people just turn back and go to where there was grass?
I think the same thing when I'm in Western Kansas and like I said, 101 this weekend and it's like, blah. So Nate, what is on your mind? Are you a first level black belt? Is that what you are? First level?
It's
first degree?
Yes. First degree. Yeah. So last Friday my son and I were actually promoted to first degree black belt in ATA Taekwondo Sangam forms.
Excellent.
So can you legally be classified as a weapon yet?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they made me fill out some weird paperwork for Interpol, but I'm really not sure what that was.
Oh, you should have read it.
I don't know. Something with maybe Bond will come help me. I don't know. It was kind of vague, you know.
Your name is now Felix Leiter.
Yeah. So, so we did that. And actually, the cool thing is my instructor will be opening up his own school. So we're actually going to be off for like a month or so. So, it'll be fine. We're going to, me and my son, do some training. Plus, you know, there's a whole Nurtacular thing that's happening too. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it in Nurtacular. I was going did you tweet that picture to me or did you email it to me?
I think I tweeted it to you.
All right. I'm looking for it right now. So go ahead and continue your question or comment.
So actually, Ashley, I need to know. So the whole commercial thing, because I saw that and actually, you know, like flipped out. It's like, wait, what? was that part of the plan to actually leave him hanging with the fist bump? Or was it like, we don't know what we're doing here, or it was just funny?
In the script, I was supposed to fist bump him, and then he didn't move to... Oh, my God. I don't want to, like, throw Jim Parsons under the bus because he's amazing. But he didn't move exactly where I was expecting him to move, and then I didn't do it. And then they were like, oh, that's funny. Keep doing that. And I was like, yeah, it is really funny. I'm very good.
Because you're, like, looking at him like, no, I'm not going to fist bump you, freak.
Yeah.
But...
And then the tag, which I don't know is on TV, but I know is online, where he's like screaming behind us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first take, and it legitimately scared the crap out of me. So it's not a lot of real acting.
But he seems very good-natured about everything, though.
He's so nice. He's super, super friendly. He shook our hands. He hugged me goodbye. And I was like, oh, you're so nice.
Yeah, that was really cool. We actually just saw the inside the actor's studio with him last night.
Oh yeah, cool.
Nice.
So and that commercial, I'm telling you, we Esquire, they've been doing a whole bunch of Parks and Rec marathons.
Mm-hmm.
And every half hour that commercial comes up.
Oh, no way. I live right across from the park where they shot most of Parks and Rec, so that's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. So, but actually, what you guys were watching, actually, I've been watching Wigwood Pines.
Is that good?
It is good. I don't know if you guys want to watch or spoil it. I kind of figured it out at the beginning, and I believe it's kind of like a 12 episode miniseries type thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really well done. It's definitely like there is some time travel involved, but not in the way you think it is.
Oh well, then I'm definitely have to watch it then.
Yeah, and it definitely is a like Prisoner meets like Twin Peaks type thing.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it's really good. I enjoy it. But you know, that's pretty much what I'm watching too. And what else are we doing? There was something else. The one thing, because I didn't get to call in last week because I was too busy prepping for the ceremony and stuff. The with Constantine.
Yes.
I actually believe the reason why CW didn't do it because it would directly competed against Supernatural.
Read on that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, NBC owned sci-fi, but all the other stuff. So it actually, you know, with them not picking it back up just was like,
Who had Sleepy Hollow? Was that Fox or was that CW?
That was Fox, I believe.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. And they still have that going too. That definitely
it's got
for,
a comic book now.
Season 3.
Yes, it does. 4-issue miniseries or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nate, it's too bad about Constantine. Maybe it'll come back in the future, but I doubt it at this point.
Yeah. It is what it is, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. Just hope.
Definitely.
But hopefully Matt Ryan can come back in some episode because he's a really great casting choice.
It really would if they could figure out a way to do that.
Yeah. I just say just throw him in the movie. Just make a movie.
Justice League Dark, Guillermo wants to.
Yeah, he wants to. Or did he just give up on it? Did he say there's too much crap going on and I don't want to deal with it anymore? Or is he still wanting to move
ahead?
Between
that and Hellboy, he sure knows how to pick properties that everyone loves but no one wants to make.
Yeah, I know. Gosh. Oh, well. Anything else, Nate?
No, that's about it. Again, you know, thanks for everything and happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And same to you.
Thanks, Stephen. That means a lot.
So, but no, but thanks again, guys. And one last thing, between the Starfire episode and Stephen talking about it and you guys talking about it, I got to find a way, but I'm going to start reading 52.
Yes.
Yeah.
So good.
That is again, we haven't done the whole 52 run yet, but we did do that first volume on the Major Spoilers podcast. And I know that when you guys were talking about Starfire on the Geek History Lesson that you dived into it a little bit, but it is really good. And a lot of people were very concerned really from the gate that series was not going to be good because it didn't have Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, or any of the big characters in it. And then suddenly by about week 4 or 5, it really started to click with people. And then the moment that they unveiled Rip Hunter's lab, that's when suddenly everyone was like, oh my God, what does this mean? And that's when the chalkboard went up and people tried to start reading into that. So it's really good. Go pick it up. I would really recommend it.
Yeah, that'll probably be my next purchase someone down the road soon. So
there
but
you go.
Again, have a good weekend, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Nate.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. So Nate mentioned Nerdtacular. I guess he's going to be going to Nerdtacular. We will be at Nerdtacular, or I will be at Nerdtacular. Matthew, Rodrigo, Brian, and Rob will be at Nerdtacular. And if you... I can't even say anything more than that. That's who will be at Nerdtacular. We do have a panel on Saturday. We do have a Major Spoilers Critical Hit panel. It's kind of our yearly address. So if you're at Nerdtacular, I would certainly like to meet you and shake your hand and get a picture or whatever that you want to do. So come out for that if you've already got tickets. Ashley, you and Jason are going to be in Las Vegas that weekend, correct?
I don't know if it's the same weekend, but we had to... you know, buy plane tickets. So we're going to be at Star Trek Las Vegas, and then we're also going to be at San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah. So when is Star Trek Las Vegas? Are you guys, do you have a panel there?
It's August.
See if I can pull up the page real quick.
August 1st sixth and through the 2nd?
Ninth. Oh, 1st and 2nd. 6th through the 9th is what it looks like. The official Star Trek 2015 convention.
August we're there Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. There you go.
And we're doing a bunch of Red Shirts promo stuff. So we'll be around there. And Red Shirts, going to have a signing at the Geekscape booth. I don't exactly know when, at San Diego Comic Con.
Okay.
And we're going to be giving away exclusive prints drawn by Scott Johnson.
Ooh.
And we don't have an exact release date yet, but I know that season 2 is going to be coming in September.
Ooh, excellent.
So look for that.
That will be fun. Now, are you guys going to do a, I think I talked with Jason about this and you before. Are you doing a weekly release on this? Or are you going to dump everything online at once? Or how are you going to release this?
No, we're going to do weekly, just like season 1, but we have 20 episodes, so it'll be the better part of a year this time around.
Oh, yeah, that's really nice. And that's what I like. I like, although I say that I really love series that run like 30, 32 episodes, or, you know, like the first season of MASH had, I don't know how many episodes in that, but
24.
See, 24 episodes. That's perfect. You get most of the year played out, and then you have some summer rerun stuff. But over the last couple of days, especially when it comes to the idea of dumping everything online at once, I kind of like having a short 8 to 10 to 12 episode season.
Well, we're beholden to the goals that we set for Ark and Diogo.
There you go. Let's see. Who do we have on the phone line right now?
It is Fabian.
Hey, hi. Fabian. How are you?
Hi.
I'm good. Thank you. That's surprising that you said you like the shorter seasons for online, because you...
When it's dumped all at once, yes.
Yeah. You've said that you missed the times where it's 30 episode seasons on TV and stuff.
If they release it weekly, if it's something that's released weekly, then I like a lot of episodes to occupy my time so that every week I have something to look forward to, kind of like The Flash did this year. But if you're going to dump it all online at once, then I prefer you keep it to 10 to 12 episodes.
I've still not been able to watch neither Better Call Saul nor Daredevil in its entirety. So I'm really bad with that.
It just depends on how much free time you have.
Yeah.
I could watch it. But I don't know. There's a lot of reading and podcasts to listen to.
Yep.
And yeah.
Stuff like that. I really need to listen to the podcasts on double time all the time.
I can't listen to it at double time, but 1.5 speed seems to be perfect for me.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I'm really okay with 1.5. Even
I listen to English, all you guys at regular speeds.
even English and the German, sometimes I need to listen to on double time because it's so not as good as what you do.
Yeah.
I teased a little bit some weeks ago that a friend of mine has started a mini podcast project just talking to himself. Mm-hmm. And he's always complaining because he has one episode every 5 days or so.
Right.
And I think to myself, just look what Steven does and all these people, one episode a day minimum.
Yeah, it tends to be that way on our network with Geek History Lesson and Wayne's Comics. And we will have a books comic. I just need to send one more email and we will have a book, prose book podcast added into the Master Network feed probably within the next 2 weeks.
Oh, nice. Great.
Yeah.
Another one to listen to.
Yep.
So just just commenting on stuff you already said. I liked the ad as well. I am the one of the people who had to watch it on YouTube, of course, because it's I don't own a television, actually, and I don't think it's in German television, the ad.
I had to watch it online, too, because I don't have cable.
So, but it's great, and I just recently binged the Big Bang Theory season because I don't, I can't stand it to waste every week for that the time. I'm especially stuttery today. Oh my god!
That's fine. You're doing great.
Yeah, it's just exciting every time to talk to you, and I'm really looking forward to Nerdtacular, to actually be meeting you. And the schedule is out as well.
Yeah, Scott did post it. I believe he posted it up on Nerdtacular.com a week ago. So if anyone's looking to see what the schedule is, it is over there, and it should be all set and ready to go.
Yeah, so far I'm pretty sure I'm going to see every one of your panels.
Good.
Is Matthew actually? I hope he recover in time and such. But is he really conflicted to go to the wrestling panel of?
I don't know. He shouldn't be conflicted.
Right.
Especially since the company, is paying for him to be there. So yes, I think there should be no conflict or question there.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is a wrestling panel with Justin Robert Young, Ice Worm, and I forget who the other person is. We'll all be doing a wrestling panel since Justin loves that so much. So, but you know, that also at the same, here are the panels, you can see them up here right now. Well, the same thing happened last year. There's the Major Spoilers Critical Hit panel at the same time as the Screenwriting for Fun and Profit, the wrestling panel. And the one that I missed last year that I wanted to go to was the Angry Chicken panel. That's, if you don't know what Angry Chicken is, that's the podcast where they sit down and talk about Hearthstone and building your decks and all those kinds of things. So missed that again this year. Oh, well.
That scheduling has passed me so far. I'm waiting for the Fallout Shelter game to to Android.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, but I haven't played that yet. I haven't played that one yet.
I'm so knees deep into New Vegas right now.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it on the sale and just excited about New Fallout 4, and it's so great. Yeah, that's my time, and listening to podcasts just at the side.
Excellent.
And weather-wise, here in Germany, it's pretty cold. It's not summer right now.
I'll trade it's, you.
It's 65 degrees most of the time.
Wow.
So no heat.
What's that in Celsius? The temperature that makes sense.
18, about 18.
Okay. Oh, that's not bad.
I need to... I don't think at all in Fahrenheit, so I have to say Google Translate Celsius to me.
I've been living in the States for 5 years and I still don't understand Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Scott Johnson always talks about space points and stuff, mm-hmm. and I think Fahrenheit is and inches are the space points.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I would certainly prefer switching over to the metric system myself, but oh well.
Well, we'll elect you president and go from
like
there.
That'll happen. Like that'll happen. Yeah.
Everyone's throwing in right now, Stephen. Now's the time to make your move.
No, thanks. No, thank you.
Yeah, there was one thing. Oh, yes. I'm pretty excited because Sunday I'm going to a book thing. All the names for stuff. Man,
it's like a signing.
It's a big book festival in Hamburg, and guess who's there? It's George R.R. Martin.
Ah, cool.
Oh, man.
I'm going to see him. He's just, I think it's the only thing he's got in Germany so far and at all. We have tickets to see him.
Excellent.
I'm really jealous.
I hope he reads from the Hodor chapter. That would be pretty neat.
You just call Christian Nairn. He's around.
Yeah, he and Scott are friends. I don't know how he became
he's a big gamer nerd, I think.
Yeah, maybe that's where it came from, through the instance and the Blizzard connection and everything. But yeah, I thought last year he was going to show up at the convention, but he had a schedule change at the last minute. So
I would have a really hard time not being like, can you just carry me around on your back, please? I'm very small.
So my last question, Ashley, mm-hmm. I will never be able to see your performance on the stage, I guess, because I do have some time left after Nutecula. I'm going to have an inland flight from Salt Lake to Los Angeles, because I want to see the Harmontown podcast. I did schedule that. So I guess I have two questions. I got Monday, Tuesday, and flying back Wednesday. What is the really big thing I should do in Los Angeles?
Oh my God. Depends on what you like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you want to do the studio tour stuff, if you want to do that.
Yeah, the studio tour stuff is super fun. You can, like, if you like the celebrity culture, you can take the tours up to see their houses. Don't go to Hollywood. It's really dirty.
Yeah, it is.
Go to the beach. Go to the MASH site. Hike out to the MASH site.
And then go down to the Rockford Files place.
Yeah.
I guess they're shooting at midnight in Los Angeles well. Maybe I can go there every evening, or Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe hang out at the beach. I don't know.
Definitely, because I would recommend if you can do it, just get on the PCH, the Pacific Coast Highway, and just drive south to like Laguna Beach. Because it is super pretty once you get past Long Beach, which is a nice place to at least say that you've driven through.
Yeah, yeah.
Because once you hit like Laguna Beach and Seal Beach and south of that, it's really pretty along that stretch of highway.
Malibu's really nice too.
Yeah,
and you might see Robert Downey Jr. walking down the street.
There you go.
I don't know. I don't actually know if I want to take a rental car, so maybe some guy or a girl in a Lyft or Uber will take me there. I don't know.
They will. It'll be pretty cheap too. They keep dropping their prices.
Wow.
Yeah. So your play isn't going to extend its time for to late early August.
I don't think so. It's only bad. It's part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival, so that only runs for the month of June, and I didn't pay to rent the theater, so I can't extend it.
Maybe if you're coming to Nutecula, you can recite some lines.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, there you go.
Too bad.
Come to Las Vegas.
Yep. So all right, Fabian, anything else?
I'll get going. Thanks a lot.
All right, have a great weekend.
You as well.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.
Make good choices.
Yep, tomorrow, yes, that's true. We do have the Major Spoilers VIP live stream tomorrow for our gold members. Starts at 2 o'clock p.m. Central Time. So if you're a Gold VIP member, join in the chat. Rodrigo and I will be there. We'll answer any questions that you have and just talk with you about whatever's on our mind. So definitely tune in for that over at members.majorspoilers.com.
Zach's not going to be there with you guys?
No. Zach's grandmother passed away a while ago. I want to say within the last 3 or 4 months. But the families have never been able to get something scheduled. So they're doing an event down in Texas this weekend together as a remembrance. So they're doing a remembrance ceremony this weekend. So he's out for the next.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he's out for the next couple of weeks, I think, because of that. So.
Oh, Texas.
And then he's not going to Nerdtacular because he's got a stupid wedding anniversary that he's got to be around for. And
yeah, I see how that might be important. Yeah.
Shh, silly
whatever.
Guy. Doesn't have his priorities straight. For those of you who have not seen, oh, I don't know if I can get it all in. I'll pop it out to this side. Here is, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but here's Ashley's commercial, and I'm not going to include any any audio from that, but you can at least see that she's there.
I've got one whole line. Bump. It's pretty monumental.
Yeah, there you go. So I thought it's fun. I thought it was fun. So
it paid my rent for the year. So like, I'm not complaining.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah. And we're going to move pretty soon. So
oh, really?
It's a nice little nest egg to have.
Yeah, definitely. Where are you going to move to?
Some new apartment that has central air.
Okay. That was one thing that, and I know that you're more in a valley and a basin area.
Yeah, there's no
so the heat
breeze,
does trap. Yeah,
up where I am.
When I lived in Irvine, Irvine's in a bowl too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but the nice thing was when I moved into my apartment, when I got there, I opened up one of the windows and I didn't close that window for 2 years because it was nice all the time. But on rare instance, and I think I only turned on the air conditioner twice, but if it did get too hot, I just drive over the mountain down into Newport Beach and man, just hang out at the beaches down there and just be cool for the rest of the day. So
it's the thing where I don't generally try to turn the air conditioning on, but if I can't sleep at night, you know, it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
So if we could have central air for like 2 months out of the year, that would be stellar.
Yeah. And so I'm guessing you don't have anything at all, or you just have one of those weird wall things that
we have a wall thing, which is fine, but not great.
Mm-hmm.
Plus it totally negates like, oh, I'm going to sit in the living room and you're like, well, it's really hot out here.
Yeah. I had a very small, my very first apartment I lived in was probably maybe 300 square feet. I mean,
oh
it was
God.
Tiny. I mean, it was literally my office space that I'm in now was
That's
bigger
like New
than
York small.
Yeah, it was bigger. The room that I'm in now was bigger than my living room and kitchen combined. And the bedroom that I had, you had enough room. You had about 2 feet on the side of the bed to get out of the bed mm-hmm. in the morning. But if you wanted to open the dresser drawer, you actually had to sit on the bed in order to open up the dresser to get to your clothes. That's how small the apartment was. But the rent was only $75 a month. But that was back in, that was back in, what did I do here? That was back in the 80s. So let's see what happened here. Hold on, Joe. Let me see. Are you calling on from a phone, Joe?
No.
You're not. Well, here, hold on. Let's see. Somehow I hung up on Ashley. Let me hang up on you and you call back in just a second, okay?
Okay.
Because sometimes when you call in from a phone.
Hello?
Sometimes when people call in from a phone, it doesn't let me add them into the call. But let me see if I can add Joe into this call. No, it won't. For some reason, it won't let me add him to the call. So, Ashley, I'm sorry for hanging up on you like that.
That's fine.
And Joe, for some reason, it won't let me add you into this same phone call with Ashley. So that's weird. That's really weird.
Thanks, Skype.
Yeah, stupid Skype. Stupid, stupid Skype. So, Joe, if you call back, and there he is. Yeah, see, it won't let me. Let me see if I can do that. Join call. Yeah, see, it just hangs up on Ashley. So, Joe, what question do you have?
Sorry, this happened last time when I called in on Skype.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what the issue is.
Do you have the latest version of Skype?
I have a recent version. It might not be the very latest.
Okay. Well, that's weird that happens every time.
I'll mess with it and see if I can fix it for next time.
Okay. All right. So what is your question?
Yeah, I just wanted to, I don't know, I didn't hear you talk about E3 yet on this show.
Oh yeah, we haven't talked about E3 yet.
Yeah, so I was just curious what game you're excited about the most.
Personally, I think Fallout was really cool. I kind of like that. I like the backwards compatibility with the 360 games. That was about it for me, I think.
Yeah, I was excited about, I was actually kind of surprised. Like, I like, Fallout 3 obviously is probably the game I'm most excited about, as well as Mirror's Edge. I really like the original one.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for the new one, though I'm a little bit iffy on the open world. I'd kind of would rather have them just done a more
blast through the levels
sequel
kind of thing. Yeah.
Instead of a spin-off, which is what this is. But yeah, I was surprised that the Dishonored and Assassin's Creed have playable female characters this year, and that was actually one of the main reasons why I didn't really play the original ones.
Yeah.
In those franchises, so I might check those out. But Assassin's Creed, you only get to play as the girl for about a quarter.
Oh yeah, just a little
of
bit
game.
Of the game. Yeah.
So I'll have to wait and see how that turns out. But yeah, this year I think I might actually dip into some of those more popular franchises I usually kind of avoid.
Yeah. Some people in the chat are saying Star Wars Battlefront. That's one that I've already pre-ordered. Of course, the Lego Dimensions we've already pre-ordered. And I'm trying to think, Batman, which comes out. When's that come out? This month? End of the month? Next week? The Arkham Knights thing.
Right, yeah, that's coming out very soon.
Yeah, that one I've already pre-ordered. So those are probably my... And then I've got The Witcher, which I still haven't played yet, but it's sitting on the couch out in the living room. Those are probably going to be my four games for the next year, so...
Oh, I mean, if you don't start now, you're going to be playing Witcher for the next 2 years.
I know. See, that's the problem. And my success with getting through video games is pretty low, so...
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well,
all right.
Glad to hear that. Like to hear what she has to say, too, as well. So, bye.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Oh, let's get Ashley back on the phone.
Hello?
Yeah, don't know what happened. There's something with Skype being dumb. So Joe's question was, were there any announcements at E3 or any game announcements that have you excited?
I saw the Disney Infinity new line
figures,
the
Star Wars stuff.
And they have an Ahsoka.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm like out of my mind excited about that.
Yeah, I did pre-order that starter pack, the Rebels starter pack for the boys for Christmas.
Nice.
Because I know they're going to love it. And of course, this weekend, Father's Day weekend, the new season of Star Wars Rebels kicks off with Ahsoka, with Darth Vader. Oh, I cannot wait. It's going to be awesome. I hope that wasn't a spoiler for anyone who didn't watch season one of Star Wars Rebels, but there you go.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
It's been more than 2 weeks. It's fine.
Yeah. I hope so. Anything else besides the Disney Infinity?
The Arkham stuff looks cool.
Yeah.
But it always looks cool. So.
Yeah. And are you a big video game player?
I'm not. I'm a big watcher of people playing video games.
Me too.
I don't have the fine motor skills to be any good at it.
Yeah.
I liked Journey and I like Fables. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I mostly watch people.
we have something. See, somebody else is trying to call in and it's not letting me add them to the call. So I'm going to hang up on them at the moment. So sorry there.
I'm sorry, person.
Sorry, person. But Pixels, the movie, is coming out.
It sure is.
People, if you haven't subscribed to this channel, we may have something not related to Pixels, but something that is tangentially related that people may want to check out. So that will hopefully be coming in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Should be a lot of fun. Has something to do with a birthday gift that my wife got me, so...
Ooh.
But that's all I'm going to say.
It's
all
very
secret
cryptic
right now. Yeah, it is very cryptic. But there you go. Let's see. San Diego Comic-Con is coming up.
Oh, my God, it is.
And I'm not ready for it. Are you ready for it?
I've never been, and I'm going this year for my first time.
Now,
and
are
I'm
you
terrified.
Going? Are you going as you, or are you going representing a company you work for?
I'm going as a pro. I'm going as me. I'm going to be touched by too many strangers and probably never go back.
I hope not. That's kind of bad. What are you most looking forward to at San Diego this year?
I don't know if there's any one thing that I'm like super stoked for, like a panel or a book or anything. I just want to go and see like the collective experience of what it is.
It is
San Diego is legendary.
I would say everybody should go at least once to just see it and experience it. because it is a wild, crazy trip. And there's so much going on that you'll never be able to see everything. It's impossible because there's like 20 panels always going on at the same time.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
If you want to see anything in Hall H, you have to get there early and camp out for days. Well, you know, I was talking last week on the show about how, now we don't have the entire schedule laid out for us yet. That'll come out next week from the convention organizers.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like Marvel's not going to be there. Sony's not going to be there. And I believe Paramount are not having Hall H presentations.
DC's going to own it, man.
They will. And that's part of the thing is that people are saying, well, Marvel didn't want to go because they're going to be overshadowed by DC.
Marvel didn't want to go because they're going to the Disney conference.
They are. They are going to the D23 Expo, which is taking place. And I forget what the date is on that. But also Sony and Paramount are like, well, look, we really don't have anything that's geek oriented or you know, this pop culture oriented group. So why are we going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to do a big Hall H presentation? Star Wars.
You have to respect that, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I totally understand that because it's like, why waste everybody's time and money to do that? The Star Wars Hall H presentation is on Friday, which was a big surprise, as is Ash versus Evil Dead is on Friday. And then DC's event is at the end of the day. It's the last event of the day on Saturday, which makes me wonder why, what's going to, you know, Saturday used to be the day to be at the show and be at Hall H. I'm wondering what's going on. And one of our callers had suggested that perhaps the events that I'm excited about, the Star Wars and the Evil Dead event being on Friday, is a way to kind of shift that crowd and spread it out, because Saturday is always crowded. Fire marshals have closed it down before, that they can shift some of those crowds over to Friday and still end up with record attendance.
That's a really smart idea, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Like I said, next week we should see the full San Diego Comic-Con roster come out, or at least start to come out. They put out the rosters 2 weeks before, or the schedule 2 weeks before the event begins. So should be out any day.
I know Jason's hosting a ton of panels, so look out for that.
Oh, is he with DC All Access?
Yeah.
That'll be
fun.
So
he's like shooting episodes while he's there and then moderating panels and like hanging out with his best buddy, Jim Lee. It'll be no big deal.
Are they tight now? Do they go out for drinks at the end of the day?
Well, he was like the first person who Jason met when he started working there. And then Jim Lee came into the shop that I work at for Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, you know Jason, and he works for DC, and he told me about how great he thought Jason was. So they're buddies, I guess.
Excellent, excellent. Well, one thing that may upset a lot of people this year at San Diego Comic-Con, the organizers announced today that no selfie sticks or similar devices will be allowed at Comic-Con.
Good, because I'm afraid of dying.
I've got a selfie stick. I went out and bought one, right? And I like it because if I am doing a little quick group shot with my kids, I can pop it on there and go out a little bit, and all three of us can get in to the shot at the same time without it being too crowded or too weird looking. So I like
that. For you though, is for like, you know, 14-year-old cosplayers who are going to hold up traffic.
Right.
And then hit a baby in the head when they turn around.
But see, that is the dangerous thing, especially at a place like Comic-Con where you are so crowded and you will be overwhelmed. Ashley, I don't know if you've been to did you guys go to, what was the last convention you went to?
WonderCon?
That one was probably pretty crowded. Just imagine it being even more packed.
Yeah, I just
and
don't
a
like
selfie
strangers
stick becomes very
me.
Yeah, I don't like it either. but you know, with that many people around, holding up traffic or bopping someone in the head is a bad thing.
Totally.
So I can understand that ban on selfie sticks. Also, no live streaming of any program or event.
Oh,
makes
no.
sense.
Oh well, yeah.
Studios hate it when you do that. Heck, even 10 years ago. When my wife and I went, there were people walking up and down the aisles in Hall H, making sure you didn't have your cell phone out trying to take a picture of the screens. So that's the studios doing that.
Just waiting for them to ban periscoping on the floor.
That is the thing that, because technically that's live streaming, but of course it's not in any program or event programming. But I'm expecting that to happen from the show floor, which seems perfectly natural and seems perfectly legit. And I hope that a lot of people do that. My question is, why has not San Diego embraced a lot of these panels? Because there are people who can't get to every single panel who want to know what DC is doing, who want to know what Marvel is doing in their panel, or what a smaller publisher like Top Cow is doing. And to stream those events makes a lot of sense, even if they were doing it as a pay-per-view, you know, spend $50, here's your access.
But they haven't figured that out yet.
But everyone else has been figuring it out.
Someone would pay $5 to watch a certain panel.
I would pay $5. I would pay $50 a day to watch any of the panels that I wanted at any time. And I know that
it also takes away that idea of exclusivity, which is what San Diego's kind of big draw is. Is that if you're not there, you're not part of the experience. So,
but they have broadcast Hall H presentations before. What channel was that? The Geek Channel, G4. Yeah, when G4 was around. Yeah, they would broadcast those a couple of events on each day. And so I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense to for the organization not to embrace it. Wizard World is doing it with ConTV. So I don't know. It's a little weird.
But it's cool for Wizard World to do it because they're a smaller venue. Like, yes. San Diego doesn't have to do that. People are still going to scramble to go there.
Yeah, and find out all the information, which is why they'll head over to majorspoilers.com.
That's right.
Caller, who is this?
Hey, Steven. This is Jesse from Salt Lake.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I just barely joined the stream. I just got home from doing errands.
Okay.
Yeah, just listening in, I was like, oh, that's interesting. I thought, you know, any publicity, either or whether good or bad, is good publicity.
Yeah.
I mean, that always seems kind of dumb to me. I mean, bloggers will automatically just go straight to their phones or tablets and start typing in, you know, mm-hmm. exactly what they saw. It's not like you're going to stop that.
Well, but the difference is, and this is the problem, when, like last year, for example, bloggers and websites like Major Spoilers can be there telling you about the event. Oh, my God, Ben Affleck just walked out on stage. Oh, my gosh, there's Wonder Woman on stage. But it's still, as Ashley is saying, it's still that exclusivity of the people who actually got to see it. So it's not until Comic-Con or the studio or whoever, the director, release a picture of Gal Gadot in her Wonder Woman costume that people really have that full experience. So there is something to be said about the exclusivity. But it's also, I don't know, when you're limited by space, and this is not the Comic-Con's fault, this is the convention center's fault, when they are capped by the number of people that they can let in, it does kind of become a, you know, who's got the most money to get here gets the information kind of stuff. And that's, I'm not a big fan of.
Yeah.
Yeah, neither am I. That's, you know. That's life.
Yeah.
That's business.
I've actually never been to any conventions or anything like that.
Well, you should go. There's this big Salt Lake City Comic Con that takes place, so you should go to that.
I should go. Yeah, Salt Lake City Comic Con. Last time I was actually contemplating because one of my friends wanted to go, but I ended up working that weekend.
Then
I guessed the wrong weekend, so because I asked for the wrong weekend off. So when I was like, hey, you ready to go? He's like, oh, it's not this weekend, it's next weekend. I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, man.
Small cons are a ton of fun.
Yeah, they can be. Yeah. Like this weekend, and I'm surprised Jason didn't convince DC to pay for a trip, Hutchinson, Kansas is doing Smallville Con this weekend in Hutchinson. They tried to, the organizers for a couple
of... it's on the radar.
Oh, okay. All right. For the last couple of years, the organizers have tried to get Hutchinson to change its name to Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of in the Smallville series, that's kind of around the region where Smallville is located. We know that it's north of Wichita, but south of Manhattan. So it could be really anywhere, but they've latched on to Hutchinson for that. So it's a small convention, and I know D&D Brian is going this weekend. So yeah, if you can go to a smaller convention, go for it.
And like I said, I'm not really a big fan of conventions.
Yeah. Okay.
Or not
all right.
Conventions, but crowds in general.
Yeah,
I mean,
I can understand that.
I deal with crowds all the time, and I'm always like, all right, I'm always smiling and waving them in. So I'm just like, I don't want to deal with this outside of what I already have to deal with.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's me. The only crowd I will deal with is a soccer crowd. So that's always because they're always into the same thing.
Yep.
Unless there's a rival team or person that goes to the other team, and there's not for silence and death players, but, you know.
Anything else on your mind?
Did your son watch the live stream for E3 on YouTube?
No, he didn't. He kind of talked a little. He saw the Minecraft demo stuff, so he's kind of excited about that. But he hasn't, at least to my knowledge, hasn't looked at anything related to any of the other games that are coming out.
Did he get to see the VR glasses?
Yeah, that's what he was talking about. He was blown away by that. He thought that was cool, and I just had to tell him, no, we don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, those are amazing. Apparently, there was a couple of YouTubers that went to the Halo 5, you know, experience, yeah. And they apparently got them to wear those same glasses. And while they were walking through, like, this little area, they actually, like, had a little studio where basically it's like, you know, this is the main deck, this is whatever. And they saw a virtual reality person in front of them, and that person was giving them, like, their mission briefing.
Wow. It's so cool. I mean, from everything that I've seen, it's like there were more VR-based technologies at E3 than ever before. And if they can just get that price down within the next 2 or 3 years, having that VR goggles are going to be probably the most important part of any gaming experience.
It'll change everything.
Yeah.
It will. I mean, the only problem is that the motion sickness. Yeah, we just need that. They just need to figure out how to make that stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they'll do that nose piece thing that they talk about.
Oh, that pinches on the spot that's supposed to stop that? I thought it was pinching on your ear.
And they're also, like, they're talking about frame rates. Like, if you have a virtual reality helmet that's playing something that's under 90 frames per second, it will cause a distortion. Or, like, you know, just you being discombobulated and just like,
wow.
I mean, I don't own one of those virtual reality helmets. I mean, I wish I did. I mean, I saw the commercial for the Hot Pocket Pizza Vibe. It's just the three guys played the little soldier game.
Yeah.
Kind of the guy, like, oh, I can't wait for that to happen. I just tack them up, like, get out of the way.
Yeah. Well, it looked like I didn't see everything about the new Halo 5, but that also looked very promising, especially where you can do your whole team play.
It's always, for me, it's Halo is Halo. I mean, they're always multiplayer. Campaign is always pretty good.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, there's going to be a little bit larger scale. Battlefront is what impressed me. I enjoyed watching Battlefront.
Excellent.
That was a good one. It completely blew my expectations. Like I said, I thought it was going to be a tactical-based game, like, where you just control the little soldiers instead of being the soldiers now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the option for both first-person shooting and third-person shooting in the game is amazing.
Yeah, cool. But, cannot wait.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you go. You got nothing else to talk about.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. Bye.
You're fine. Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
All right. See ya. Yep. I think, Ashley, though, we are just about out of time for this week.
Well, then that was perfect timing.
Yes, it was. Thank you again for so much for being on the show. I enjoy having you on the show each and every time that you're available. And I think your order forms are due this weekend for your next batch of comics for next month, listeners and readers. And you do want to check out Aphrodite. What is it? The Tales of Aphrodite 9?
It's Apollo.
Oh, Apollo.
IX. So Apollo 9 is my one shot.
That is the one shot. That's the one that you want to order. Order 5 or 6 copies of it.
Yeah, please.
So that Ashley can get a regular ongoing series.
And I'll get another print. Yay.
Yeah, there you go. So where can people find you? What are you doing next? Give us a quick rundown of some of those things again.
So you can find me on Twitter at Ashley B. Robinson. That's where I basically live. You can also find me if you're in Los Angeles at the Met Theater performing in YA novel, A Parody. That's it. And you can always find me on Geek History Lesson and Red Shirt Diaries. Season 2 hits in September.
All right, Ashley, thank you so much. And listeners and viewers, thank you so much for being a part of the Major Spoilers experience. And let's take a look at some of those VIPs right now as we close out this week. And we'll see you next time when it's finally Friday.